B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Down and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl. Pampas Mountains in Maine. Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That was before the AFC Championship game last year. And Bob Fesco from Kansas City was having none of it. He was not excited about the mountains, the pretentious mountains that are over here.
Pampas Mountains in Maine.
Yeah, he didn't like the idea of, soup. You dumb soup.
That's the best when they go straight to the whole chowder thing.
Yeah. The chowder heads are melting down and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
Is there like a lamer insult than chowderhead?
And I would say this would be it.
Up in Old England.
Oh, yeah, he's saying Old England. It's that's very right. Offensive.
He left out Beantown. That's the only thing he left out.
Well, no, but Beantown isn't Beantown's lame, but it isn't a insult. The insult is chowderhead, yeah. Meaning that your head is full of clam chowder.
Whatever right? Says lobster face.
Yeah, it's just chowderhead.
Chowderhead.
Yeah. Chowderhead's up here. I can't stop eating soup.
And then at one point, he just kind of, I don't know what he was saying.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
Some Jew.
They're coming. Everyone hide.
The Jewish are coming. Right.
Yehuda Rubenstein.
What's he trying to say
stay
there?
Stay away from the matzo ball soup. It's dangerous.
Like, what is he trying to say?
I think he got halfway through a super Jewish name and kind of backed out of it.
Reel that back in.
I mean, he is just, the best. He lost his mind. And so I was like, you know what? We got to listen to what he had to say after, of course, the Patriots. Because, I mean, he obviously hates the Patriots. And to be quite honest, I think the spread on this game, the Chiefs-Texans game, is almost 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it should be.
It really should be. I mean, if it wasn't for that amazing Deshaun Watson magic at the end of that game where, I mean, have you seen the paused photo of the two guys who are just one's behind him and one's in front of him and just the quote underneath it was like, Deshaun Watson wasn't tackled after this.
Yeah. I mean, that was that's the thing that always you got to give the Texans a chance in games because they have an elite quarterback. But obviously going into Kansas City with Bill O'Brien and the rest of them. I like, though, when J.J. Watt got that sack.
Oh, my God. Okay. I think I can officially say all of the goodwill that J.J. Watt had built up because of the hurricane and everything. I'm now back to hating him.
Of course he was mic'd up.
Oh my God.
First in line with his hand raised. Of course he was
there
mic'd up.
There are no more more annoying players in the NFL than J.J. Watt.
It was a big sack. It changed the course of the game.
I hated him for years. And then he did the thing, and you're like, God, how can he hate the guy? And, man, I'm sorry. It's bad.
This is J.J. Watt skipping on the sideline saying, let's go.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Here we go. And you know tonight they're gonna release all those like mic'd up things. It's going to be just the J.J. Watt vomit extravaganza.
He won't stop talking. He will never stop talking. He'll be running dialogue, and he probably gave them notes about when he was saying the most kick-ass stuff.
Right. Hey, check this out. Here we go. It's the Johnny Gomes of the NFL.
All right. So here is Bob Fesco. I'm sure he's delighting in the Patriots' success or lack thereof. So here we go.
Friday's biggest tailgate at Rally House at 95th and Quivira. So we encourage you to come out Friday morning, wear your Chiefs superfan costumes out there as well. The TV stations will be out there broadcasting live. You get your mug on TV. Our guy Tim is going to lead the Who's House, our house chant.
They're going to lead a chant on TV.
Well, the TV stations will be out there. This is where your uniform. Yeah, it's going to Who's House, our house.
Televised chants.
That's right.
Love it.
I was on the fence about going, but now you mentioned the chance. I mean, if there's going to be chance, I'm not missing this thing.
We got a lot of things that are going to be taking place at Rally House on Friday. And as I told somebody the other day, we'll probably end up burning something as well. I don't know what yet.
The crosses.
All the Stars of David. Very scary.
We'd probably burn something. I don't know. Whatever you bring, we'll burn it.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
He did kind of step back.
We're just going to take a big stack of Bibles and burn them. Why not? I'm sure we'll burn something. I'm sure we'll burn something.
I want a shirt that says that. I'm sure we'll burn something.
This is like, hey, come out to the event. I'm sure we'll burn something.
Like, what kind of Cro-Magnon are you, like, trying to attract there? There's going to be fire! Lots of fire!
Fire good. Chant good.
Okay, hang on. Is there a way that we can get Kansas City Television? Because part of me, I really want this television feed. Like, if they're actually going to, the news is going to there and film this, it's going to be the saddest thing. It's going to be like that Curt Schilling pep rally that he had,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, yeah,
there's gonna be like seven people there, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And as I told somebody the other day, we'll probably end up burning something as well. I don't know what yet. What I don't know what you burn for Houston. Like, I'll be honest with you, back to this whole Patriots conversation we had, I was kind of disappointed by it because it would have made this week a lot more fun for me if we were taking on Old England with some of the games.
You got the Old England back there.
It's not New England.
it's Old England.
Yeah, take that.
If we were taking on Old England with some of the games and activities. We're going to have free massages. Even though the Patriots have been eliminated, we're still doing free massages at Rally House for everybody.
What? This sounds like a party.
What?
Fire and free massages? Now, can I get a free massage while on fire?
They're giving free that sounds highly illegal.
Mix them together?
I bet you it's just one of those lame massages where you put your head in the, you sit down and put your head in the thing.
Yeah.
It's not a full
like the airport deals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old Sharper Image chair.
Yeah. It's like, when you're at the airport and you're stuck and you got nothing to do, so you got to get yourself a massage.
I've never used one of those chairs at the
Have you been in an airport for 12 hours?
I have.
Yeah. Well, the alcohol, sometimes you can only drink so much before you have to move on to something else.
Our friend Sunshine from Sunrinity is going to be there giving out free massages from like 6 to 9:30 or so.
Sunshine's beginning to have free massages. That sounds really on the level.
What massage place did they go to?
I don't know, but Sunshine's now to the massage table, Sunshine.
We've got all kinds of cool things that are going to take place and your opportunity. And if you remember our tailgate party from a year ago, it was fantastic. And if you want to bring a grill and cook hot dogs, we're looking the other way.
Bring your own grill. It's a BYOG situation.
On a Friday morning.
Grill those 8 a.m. hot dogs. Hey, there's going to be chants and fire and bring your own grill.
Wait, I thought this was like a bar.
No, he said it was going to be on TV in the morning.
Oh, they're doing them. Okay. All right. Well, you can bring your own grill and hot dogs. We'll look the other way. Don't worry. Fesco's got your back. My lips are sealed. All right. Bob Fesco.
Hey, we're looking the other way. I'll just tell you that right now. We are looking the other direction.
He's such a nerd. If you want a grilled hot dogs, let's just put it this way. I ain't telling. Which one of you crazy cats is going to come out here and grill a dog? I'm looking the other way. Ooh, that charcoal. Ooh, that dog. It's all right. Fesco don't see a thing.
Here, as we continue the Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's
why'd you do that? I don't know.
Everything sounds better with a little roll.
It really does. It makes it sound
anything
a little
that
bit
ends
more
with
fun.
A shun, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah. So, but Baton Rouge, they're not paying attention to the Saints anymore. They're onto the championship.
Baton Rouge. Saints out. Patriots out. We're really disappointed today because we're going to bring you fantastic audio of a dork who was burning his Brady jersey in Boston.
This is great
didn't
radio.
Own it and erased all of his social media.
By the way, somebody is saying that, man, I can bring my own hot dogs.
Does this ever get old? Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog sliced? You like it, right?
Yes.
He's going to be there.
Maybe Kraft will fly in.
Bring his own grill.
Now listen, Fesco's looking the other way. He ain't telling anyone. Yes, and I don't know what they were talking about at the end there. But then again, Voxborough's broken again. All right. We'll talk to Charlotte Wilder in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Why you waking me up now?
It's TNR on 98.5 The Sports
Hub. I had no idea they could do that.
Well, there you go.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Tom, I know that you keep saying that you don't know what's going to happen in the future. Is there any possibility that you would retire after this last season?
I would say it's pretty unlikely, but yeah, hopefully unlikely.
Oh, yeah, another one bites the dust.
Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, if you talk to Charlotte Wilder, you have to ask about Jeff Fisher.
Char. Jeff Fisher calls her Char.
And he rocks a four-wheeler around the property. Charlotte Wilder is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. She has an article now questioning how will we know when the Patriots dynasty has ended. She joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Charlotte Wilder, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
We are well. Have you been keeping in touch with Jeff Fisher as the coaching carousel? These jobs are opening?
I texted him this fall when there was a rumor about the Vanderbilt job. And he replied 2 days later with a bunch of emojis of like mountains and lakes and fishes. And was like, I will coach again. Sorry, I was in the woods or something.
Now, I'm surprised you don't have to contact him by CB.
I know, right?
He says, I only talk breaker 1-9. I got you, Wilder.
He's like, did I catch a niner in there?
Yeah, that's right. I see. I thought didn't he break like kind of like the Macho Man code by sending emojis? I didn't think that
I have fun with the kids.
Yeah, no, I think it's like she's a millennial. I'm speaking her language.
Yeah, I know how to speak to the millennials, right, man. Hey, listen, they like early fog hat.
Well, I was getting excited because there was a rumor that came out right before the Mike McCarthy news. That I think that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys were thinking about talking to him. I'm like, oh, him in Texas would have been just a dream come true.
I know. I mean, I was sort of wondering about that too. I think I'd be surprised if he wasn't wondering about that. I know that, he was on a bunch of, whatever committees all these guys are on for like years with the Joneses. So I was a little bummed when the Mike McCarthy news broke. But hey, I mean, you have one sleep over at Jerry's house and you're suddenly the head coach.
That was really creepy how that was reported. It was like, hey, man.
Yeah, like what? Schefter tweets, he's like, well, Mike McCarthy spent the night at Jerry's and now it's a done deal. And I was like, is that legal?
Right. And when you spend the night at Jerry's, you ain't leaving.
Check out the thread count on these sheets.
Right. He's like, slide into my bathtub of Johnny Walker Blue.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had one. All right. So, Charlotte, when you you write about the end of the dynasty, when you talk to people, what is the feeling on Brady's future?
I don't know. That's kind of why I wrote what I wrote, which is basically like I got really mad when I was looking at Twitter at the end of the game, and you know, all these people are sort of dancing on the grave and being like, it's the end. This is the end. Like, Brady's career ends on a pick six. And I was like, how do you know that? Like, first of all, what is the end? Like, how are we defining the end? There are so many variables here. Is it when Brady leaves? Is it when Brady retires? Is it when Belichick leaves? Is it when McDaniels leaves? Even though he didn't, I mean, I have my own opinions on that. But I feel like I just got really frustrated seeing all these takes about how it was over, when I think that the most defining characteristic of this team over the past 20 years is that they do what you think is impossible again and again and again.
Yeah, it's over. Hang on one second. What are your feelings on McDaniels you mentioned?
Well, I just feel like I think that there's too much weight being placed on his relationship with Brady in some ways. I think when he left for the Colts and then didn't leave for the Colts, you know, I didn't see this sort of same level of import tied to his and Brady's relationship. And I mean, I don't know, sure, maybe I could be totally wrong. Like, he could go to, you know, whatever team, and then Brady could follow and wear a different uniform. But I just find that so totally hard to believe.
Yeah, Brady's not going to base his future on where Josh McDaniels
There's
is.
Something, though, really comfortable, though, about the thought that Vegas seems to believe in, and that is that you take Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady together and possibly Nick Caserio and plug him in to Cleveland, and you've got a very, very easy offense to start up, especially when you've got those three together.
I think Casario's kind of married to the – no, the Texans went another way, sorry.
Well, no, yeah, there's still a chance he could go to the Texans. I don't think they went another way. I think they just kind of gave somebody a name, but Caserio could still come in.
All right.
Yeah, no, I think that's what I thought too. I'm sorry. As long as you have Jimmy Haslam running the Browns, like, I have such a hard time believing that those three guys who have, you know, worked for Robert Kraft, who spends money, who, like, cares about the team in ways that, I mean, if nothing else, he's proven that he knows how to own a winning team and either get in the way or get out of the way when, I mean, it's worked out so far. And I just feel like Cleveland is there's such a culture issue that, I mean, yes, Freddie Kitchens is not probably the right choice for the job, but it goes up a little higher than that, I think.
Well, Haslam doesn't care about that team. I mean, Haslam is spends all his time in Knoxville. Yeah, he could care less about the Browns.
But
so, like, why? I just feel like I have a hard time seeing McDaniels and Brady signing up for that.
Yeah, and that's a good point too. And as far as the end of, you know, when does it end? When do you say the dynasty's officially ended? I mean, good organizations find a way to continue to stay great. They might have a down year, or maybe even a down year or two. But if you're a well-run organization, like one of the elite ones, they always figure out a way to somehow bounce back. And I think it's, I mean, everyone's talking about when Brady leaves, the dynasty's over. You still have the best coach in the league, and you're going to have some money to play with, and you have the best ownership in the league. I just have a feeling that you can't pronounce this whole dynasty dead until both of them are gone, both Belichick and Brady.
I totally agree. I think it's way more when if I found out Belichick were to leave tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, well, we're done. We had a nice two decades. But I think that as long as he's there, do you want to know what my like fantasy Pats thing happens if Brady leaves us?
Absolutely.
I want Gardner Minshew.
Oh, I hate Gardner Minshew.
Stop that. Boo!
Okay, let's talk about that. So yesterday there was a video that came out, and it was Gardner Minshew with his mustache, and he was like, hey, I'm going to be taking some time off, cruising the road with my RV. And all of people, you would have thought every writer just took off their pants at that moment. You should have seen this stuff. Like ESPN. Okay, here, let me just read you. Here's a tweet from ESPN. Jorts on, RV ready. Gardner Minshew spending the offseason on a cross-country road trip. Yahoo Sports. Can one of 18 streaming services follow Gardner Minshew around for this? 10 out of 10 would binge watch. A mustache. Something
Jeff
that 90%. Of the fans in Jacksonville already have. It's not
jorts
special.
Too. They already have the jorts.
Yet
too.
Jorts and a mustache are the official uniform of Jacksonville.
Jesus.
Okay. Yes, I hear you. What I will say, though, is that when like, he's such a weirdo, and like, not even by any sort of normal standards. Like, you see that in at a college frat party, and you're like, oh, cool, like, right. Chad's here again.
Yeah, right. That guy annoys you at a frat party. Admit it.
Right, exactly. But when it comes to professional athletes who are like, so buttoned up these days, who are very careful about what they say, unless they go in completely the opposite direction and ruin their careers on Twitter, which, you know, I can't think of any examples of that recently. But it's kind of rare to have someone having this much fun consistently and just like totally leaning into it. And so I think that's why, it's because I think the bar for being weird and quirky as an NFL quarterback publicly is like fairly low.
Okay. Well, he has to train and do all that stuff. You tell me he's like shooting heroin or something. Now we're in business. But I mean, he's
so that's the bar.
Yeah,
right.
That's the bar.
Just
right
Gardner
there.
Shoots heroin. That'd be the name of the show.
Yeah, he's at least got to equal what Rick James how he lived his life.
Put the track marks up on Instagram, and we're all
yeah,
set.
Yeah, that's right.
That is so. You guys, come on.
Listen, I can read about Keith Richards, or I can watch some guy with a mustache prance around.
And Charlotte, isn't that also a sad state of affairs for personality in the NFL when like everyone's losing their minds because this dude's just a little like he's not boring because he has a mustache, he's a prop comic, and all of a sudden people lose their minds.
He's Carrot
Yes.
Top.
Oh my gosh,
no, he is
like, you. It's Carrot Top. No, I think it is a
Gallagher.
Little it's like pretty it's a kind of a bummer that like everyone is freaking out over this one dude who happened to get a house on wheels because, you know, Aaron Rodgers didn't wear a bolo tie this week.
You know, everybody who wants to film him, just take the cameras and put them all on Marshawn Lynch. That's what a real personality is like. You know what? Gardner Minshew is the dude that in like high school wore a tie to work one or to school just because he just wanted to stand out. He didn't have any personality. He's like, I'm going to be tie guy.
Well, I dressed up as the Blues Brothers in fifth grade every Friday. I don't know if
you... Did you have a partner to do the head thing with?
Yeah, I did. I had.
Were you doing this just by yourself?
No, I had my friend Alex Cho. I was the Aykroyd his Belushi, and it was super cool. I don't get douche chills at all thinking back at that. Like, I just get that feeling of, ew. Oh, you suck, Fred. And you have for so long.
All right. Well, realistically, where does this go? Where's Brady going? Give me your... Shar, I need a prediction from Shar.
All right. Okay. If I wrote this in the article, if I were a betting woman, which I'm not because I don't know how to use the apps and I can't do math, I would say that Tom Brady plays at least one more season in New England, and it either goes like really sad and is, you know, maybe like a 10-7 season, or it goes miraculously well and they win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, here was the scenario that we thought of this morning that will make heads explode.
No, really, any side of the fence there, Charlotte. It goes bad or good.
I wanted to go either bad or great. But here was our scenario, and that is that the Cleveland thing happens, is that Josh McDaniels, Brady, and Caserio go to Cleveland, and instead of Jared Stidham, we end up with Baker Mayfield in New England.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
He would immediately be the most hated person ever to wear a New England uniform.
Do you understand how much New England fans would say, you replace Tom Brady with this guy? Oh, it would be. But how great would it be if Bill Belichick made him a superstar?
And he's a Pro Bowler when he gets here.
I love playing this one out. Okay, so Baker gets here. New England fans are like, livid, can't believe it, blah, blah, blah. Belichick wins a Super Bowl with him, and all of a sudden, everyone's, like, wearing the headband.
All right. Well, listen, you know, we might as well just say, what if our society moves to the moon?
I know. I would be super surprised if Brady wears another team's jersey, and I might be wrong about this, but, like, I just do not see him ending his legacy in Foxborough on a pick six.
See, I tend to agree with you, and I have no reasoning for it. I just,
neither do I.
I happen to agree with you. All right. Well, Charlotte Wilder, always fun. You can read her writing in Sports Illustrated, including her talk of Is This the End of the Patriots Dynasty? Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it. I want to do one thing that's not sports related, and it's just, it's not going to be long.
Okay, great.
But there is something that is truly troubling.
Okay.
That my children are watching. Because you brought up Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And
Antonio Brown wants to fight Logan Paul.
And I will not let them watch Logan Paul. But there is something that is very bizarre, and I am going to ask other parents if they have seen this as well. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Kutcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got Princeton on today?
Yeah.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What's going on?
Real quick, just want to plug, because I think we could all use it after the kick of the balls Patriots fans got this weekend. Tomorrow at 8 a.m. Brand new, for the first time in over a month. Brand new Brookline 911.
Yeah.
Calls.
All right.
Real calls to the 911 system over there in Brookline. And
that's tomorrow.
Start the year off angry. Tomorrow, 8 a.m.
All right. So, do your children watch YouTube
constantly?
No.
Constantly.
Mine don't.
Okay.
Mine do. So, do you have the app on your TV?
We do. No. Yeah. We do.
Okay. So, I see what they're watching. Mm-hmm. It's mostly my daughter. It's not so much my son. There's this, and Logan Paul, like the professional douches. I just go, this guy's a douche. Get it off.
Yeah.
And then there's this guy called hey, look at me, I'm a beast guy, and it's basically just him spending money.
Oh, you told me about this person. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now there's six. Please help me. I never ask for phone calls. 617-779-0985. There is a guy named Jordan Matter, who is an adult male, okay, and he frantically runs around with these child ballerinas and takes pictures of them in what is a 10-minute challenge. Now, I have no idea if he's related to these children or what is going on, but the entire concept is that they go to somewhere and then pose and contort their bodies.
Okay, hang on. So it starts off and there's a handful of girls or guys?
No. It's all girls.
It's all younger. What ages?
9 and 10 and 11.
Okay, so it's 9, 10, 11-year-old girls.
In my opinion.
And he goes throughout town and takes pictures of them contorting?
Yeah, okay, so he has 10 minutes, and I don't know if he's their... I gotta know, is he their father? Because it starts off with him spazzing out, and then it goes with him spazzing out, and then they just run around, and these girls do ballerina poses, and he takes pictures of them. And it's very bizarre.
Your kids like this?
My daughter does.
It's he's got millions of hits.
Yeah, my daughter likes it.
One of them has 25 million hits.
Well, I mean, these YouTube people, I mean, this is the future. I mean, the kids aren't going to watch regular TV ever again. But can anyone explain to me what is going on during this? I had to call my daughter earlier in the show and ask what the guy's name was. Because it's some of the most bizarre, it's like a David Lynch thing of a guy and he starts off super pumped up.
Why? Is he yelling at them?
Is this Jonah? J-O-N-N-A?
Jonna.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this guy, he does these photo challenges. There's a whole YouTube channel about it. He does it with all different kinds of artists, with Cirque du Soleil artists, different dancers, different athletes.
Okay, but I only see children.
Oh, maybe it's just because your kids like watching the ones with the kids in them.
No, I'm going to his YouTube channel, and it's like all the ones I'm seeing are like kids.
So what's the point of it?
It's just a photo challenge to see what kind of really interesting and cool photos you can get in just 10 minutes. Because typically, you know, photography can be complicated with lighting and composition and everything. So it's just a challenge to the photographer to come up with cool images.
But why is it always like girls stretching?
Yeah, like what's the deal with the girls stretching?
Like I understand, hey, let's take cool photographs. Now, and but I'm there's not, a weird thing. That's okay, not the weird part.
I'm not concerned about my daughter watching this, by the way. It's fine. But I just don't get it at all. Like, you've just explained it, and I still don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, there's definitely provocative poses, I would say, but, you know.
It's not even provocative. I don't, like, have an issue with it. It's just so incredibly bizarre. Like, they'll run into, like, an M&M store, and then he'll have a girl, like, a little girl, like, do the splits and pour M&Ms all over herself.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that one myself.
Well, that was on yesterday.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that was on yesterday. So I did see that one.
I'm watching this one right now where he goes into this children's music room. I mean, these look like they're all like fifth graders. And in the front of the room, he has this girl come up and take her leg and put it behind her head and hold a guitar. And he is flipping out. This guy's excited by that.
So this guy's just like flipping out about everything. And I don't understand why they have to do gymnastic poses.
Or why they got to be kids.
doesn't this all seem very bizarre to you?
Yeah. Like
there are older people that could probably do this. That's true.
Like he got this other girl but maybe to get in the trophy case and like do these splits and he's like focused right on her back.
I don't see it like that.
Well, I mean, no, he's got the camera right there and it's like, and I'm not saying that that's specifically what he's aiming at.
Well, my idea is this, is that this is obviously for little kids or, you know, kids, and so he uses kids. But, and it would be one thing if they were, like, taking pictures, like, you have to go get your picture taken with Santa Claus. You have to go get your picture taken, like, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But I don't know why they have to do ballet moves and contort their bodies. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. All right, let's go to Gordon. Hello.
Hey, yeah, I know this guy. He's an actual professional photographer, but my wife actually showed this to me, and it was so bizarre and weird. I'm like, this isn't, what's the point of this?
Yes.
This guy is so geeked up about it.
Okay, so you know, this guy's like real spastic, and then they like run to random places, because the places don't even make sense, right? Like they.
No, yeah, he had a bunch of gymnasts, and he took them to the beach, and they were doing like backflips off of a pier, and my wife is like, isn't that amazing? And then there was one, the contorted girl, and she is on the pier and she's like like backwards and forwards at the same time, and he's like, okay, that's a great challenge, let's do that in 5 seconds. Oh my god, we did it in 5 seconds.
The other thing,
and I'm like, what is the—
there's something else weird is that all the comments are turned off on his videos.
Yeah, you probably got to do that. You probably got to do that. Because I assumed it was his daughters and that he was just taking his daughters around. Like, what do your kids watch, John?
I have one son that doesn't watch YouTube at all, but the one that does watches Ninja and others. He's still into watching guys play video games. That's what he does.
Yeah, that's what my son does, but he doesn't do it on the TV.
No, he doesn't. He's got an iPad he rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the things that these people do are very bizarre, because the minute I saw who are the guys that like do trick shots,
dude,
and stuff,
perfect.
I knew there was some Christian stuff.
They watch those too.
My wife got yelled at the other day when she didn't know who Dude Perfect was, because there were a bunch of like her friends who were like, hey, we're thinking about bringing some kids to Dude Perfect, and she's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You don't know Dude Perfect?
No, dude.
And I
Dude told Perfect, like they were way too excited. So I'm like, there's some Bible stuff in there.
But Dude Perfect is actually entertaining. Like what they do and they pull off, I get that. Like that's something like, you know.
Dude Perfect is 5 minutes of entertainment and 25 minutes of jazzing it up.
Well, that's why YouTube's great. Just scroll right to where it happens.
That's right. You it's can't like American do that with
Ninja
the TV show.
It's like American Ninja Warrior. When you have it on DVR, you just fast forward right to where the good stuff is.
They're all high-fiving each other and smiling. I go, there's some Bible stuff going on here.
Some Bible stuff.
It's a good Southern like the guys, Bible thumping.
They're like the karate dudes with the boards, breaking the boards.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I've seen they came to my school.
Yeah, no. I know that, but you know what I'm talking about. Like the dude perfect, like they'll like make a shot or something, and they'll be like, whoa! And I'm like, they're a little too excited. There's some Bible stuff going on here. And sure enough, I Wikipedia'd them, and there's definitely a little bit of Bible stuff going on. But yeah, there's this Beast Mode guy, and all he does is like hand out money. They went around like a Rally's hamburger drive through like 100 times, and then at the end, like, gave the lady like $1,000. It's just so uninteresting.
I mean, even that's kind of like somewhat entertaining, giving people like
you're
a
saying
ton of money.
No, it's no little girls contorting
that,
their body.
See, that's like, it's like almost like wrong. Like, you're going to find out something about this guy. It just feels wrong.
I don't know. I just don't get it. It doesn't seem like gross to me or anything. I just don't get it. Pat, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So YouTube's kind of under fire, and I'm not talking about like the stuff like Rich grew up with, where people are playing records backwards and they're reading into things too much. But it is like a rabbit hole, you know. All based on the video views, and it kind of gets into an associated video, and they've shown a lot of times how some of these, you know, real sick perverts and pedophiles are out there making videos, and all it does is you take a video of some little girl dressed up as Elsa, and all of a sudden it's some grown man dressed up as Elsa, and you're like, whoa, what happened here? So, I mean, I'm not surprised by this at all. This guy definitely probably has some serious skeletons in his closet.
I don't know about that. I'm not accusing him of anything. I just don't understand it. I really don't.
What does Logan Paul do? What is his thing?
I don't know.
The one who's, because now apparently he just wants to fight people, and that's why Antonio Brown is challenging him to a fight.
He's fought some YouTube guy twice, and they made like millions of dollars. So like, and then his brother is on YouTube too, but Logan Paul's a professional douche, and like he's like a prankster. And it's like a really, really bad jackass full of douches. That's exactly what it is.
Because at least the jackass guys were likable.
Oh, they were very likable. That was more than half of why they were popular.
Telling you, watch any of those jackass movies now, and you'll forget how freaking brilliant those dudes were.
I've watched them with my kids.
Oh, you've watched with your kids. See, I'm still, my kids are still not at the age where I won't think they'll try to replicate half that stuff.
Oh, my kids would never do that.
I see. They have their father's blood.
Yeah.
My kids have I would have tried to do exactly the same thing.
There's no way in hell they would try anything remotely like that.
Yeah, my kids would.
There's a video which is all guys by the band Unscarred, and it's all dudes wiping out on skateboards, and my son won't watch it.
Oh, Unsane. You're talking about, yeah, Unsane. Scrape by Unsane.
Scrape by Unsane.
Great album, great video.
Yeah, if you don't know the video, watch Scrape by Unsane. All right, we will be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Touch your-
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston's home for sports. Sports Hub.
Nine 8-5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Will Brinson going to join us at 9 o'clock. Now, Rich, the big Pucks and Paddles is coming up on the 17th of this great month of January.
That is a week from Friday. And it is an awesome event. If you have never been before, for the past 2 years, We've been we changed our Cuts for a Cause to something that is a lot more fun for everyone, Pucks and Paddles. And it is a chance for you right now, you can bid, to be the ping pong partner of one of the Boston Bruins, or Fred, or I. And all you got to do is go to at Toucher and Rich or 985sportsup.com. The link is right there. And the auction, I think, ends in about, I think it's 6 days. So in 6 days, it will be done. But as of right now, the leaders in the clubhouse, the people who have gotten the most amount of money rolling in, Patrice Bergeron has kind of set the bar. And then you've got, it looks like in second place, Zdeno Chara, David Pasternak, all the regulars. There's still some Bruins who have not gotten bids yet. So make sure to bid on that. You can get in for the low, low price of $300 as of right now.
And you get into VIP, and you get to, and all the ping pong tables are all right around each other, so you'll be all around the players. DeBrusque, not even knowing who my son was a couple years now, has played ping pong with him. Him and his friend, no, without any idea that he was my kid.
Yeah, if you're a Bruins fan, I mean, this is awesome. You get to spend time with almost all the players. And the cool thing, too, is if you end up being one of the partners and you win the bid, I mean, you're standing amongst all of them. They're just walking around with you. You can stop, get their pictures. And all of them, this at this event, they all want to meet you and take – I mean, they're – hockey players are just a different level of guys when it comes to things for charity. And seeing that this is for the Floating Hospital for Children, I mean, they realize that everybody who's there in some way has donated a certain amount of money, a significant amount of money, in order to go towards that cause that they're very close to. So, I mean, it's a great event. If you want to get up close and personal with the Boston Bruins, there's no better chance to do it than at this thing.
Well, I'll tell you this, you might be able to sneak a little smooch, too.
For one of the, like you thinking, if like a DeBrusque type situation, you can work way in there.
I don't know. I mean, it'd have to be consensual, but I mean, who knows?
Maybe that's the case.
Maybe you could just go lay one on me.
And I think
I usually have a kissing booth there.
Do you really?
Yes.
Do you think? See, I don't even know if regular tickets are still on sale. No, and I should know that.
Warning is, I got a little bit of herpes, but it's not flaring up right now. But if I don't have herpes, there will for sure be a kissing booth. If they want to really make the money.
How much for a smackola?
Depends. If you're fat, $100. If you're good looking, a cent. I'm just joshing, everybody. I'm just joshing.
We had a break yesterday. Joe Murray was talking about how he was at the Patriots game. And, like, he'd have to walk up this big thing of stairs to get to his seats, and there was this kind of handicap accessible escalator that was only to be used for it. And he just goes up to the guy who's working and goes, "Man, I'm fat and I'm tired. Can you just let me go up there? Look at me. I'm fat." And the guy said, "All right." And let him go up. And I was like, "How much free stuff have you ever gotten because you're fat?" And people started calling in and saying that they would go to some place that was giving away free samples, and they would give a little something, and they would just point at something. "Come on, look at me." Just point at something. That's not going to cut it. They would just give like a handful of samples.
Someone took pictures of me coaching. A guy I know took pictures of me coaching my son's game on Saturday, and which was a lot of fun with my stomach. And oh boy, that gut. Hachi machi.
It's always great whenever you see a picture and you're like, boy, I became that.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that in the mirror.
Right. It's like, it's just the right angle here. Like, holy moly.
Yeah, it's like a profile of me. And I'm like, Jesus. What the hell's going on? I'm walking around with my weight goes nowhere but my gut and chin. I'm not like womanly like Nick, who's working Twitch, where it all goes into his hips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is very unfortunate for Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very womanly. Sure. That he gets that.
Sure.
But, I mean, who am I to call anyone fat? Because this is getting disgusting. I gotta start some lifestyle changes. My wife is very big on that. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines, and then we'll get into Will Brinson.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.